The Dublin Airport Authority is warning air travellers who are planning to park at the airport's long-term car parks this week that availability will be extremely limited in the coming days, with all car parks sold out and expected to be full. Media relations manager with the DAA, Graham McQueen, is on the line. So what are you saying to travellers over the next number of days, Graham?
Hi, Brian. Yes, we're very busy this weekend. The car parks are full, so that the message to anyone who hasn't got a booking at this stage for the coming days is that if you are travelling to Dublin Airport, don't do it by car. Look for an alternative option. So either come by bus, get a taxi out, or maybe get a friend to drop you out. Other than that, we'd be recommending that people look maybe at parking somewhere else in the Dublin area and transiting in from there. But the car parks are very busy. If you do turn up with a car, there's no guarantee that there'll be a space here for you if you haven't booked.
So it's the long-term car parks. The short-term parking isn't quite facing the same sort of pressures?
Short-term is as well. The short-term car parks are very full as well. So we will have room for people who are coming to pick people up, but for people who are looking to stay for a longer period of time, it's very tight. So the message is, if you don't have an existing booking, to look at alternate options for the weekend ahead.
Right. It's relatively early in the summer season. We're still in May. What's causing this spike in demand?
We're seeing big numbers travelling pretty much every day at the moment. Even today, I think we're somewhere like 96,000 passengers going through, so 100,000 people every day going through. One of the big issues that we have at the moment, obviously, is, as people may know, is that one of the car parks out here, a privately operated car park called Quick Park, closed down pre-COVID and has never reopened. That's about one-fifth of the spaces that would normally be available at Dublin Airport, so that car park is sitting idle at the moment. So while that's not on the market to consumers, it's putting a real squeeze on our own car park. So we're keen to see that car park being reopened as soon as possible.
Yeah, and what are the plans in relation to that?
Well, we're keen to see it brought back to life, and we don't want a situation again where it is ever closed. So we've made an offer to buy that car park. That offer has been accepted, but the competition authorities are now taking a look at that to make sure that they're happy with the deal. So we'd be hopeful that we can get that one over the line and get that car park back into action as soon as possible.
And could that happen in time for the summer peak?
We would love it to happen in time for summer. It's looking unlikely at the moment. I mean, if we were to get the green light, we could probably get that open in a couple of weeks. But it's all dependent on that outcome from the competition authority.
Very good. Graham McQueen from the DAA, thank you very much for that.